Thanks for tuning in to your local radio station for another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you here, reminding you that all aspects of agriculture are covered in Tri-State Livestock News. Information on grains, forages, sheep, hogs, dairy cattle, also new and used farm and ranch equipment, and upcoming ag-related events are all part of the comprehensive weekly coverage provided by Tri-State Livestock News. Of course, South Dakota, Wyoming, and Montana are the target area, but it is nationwide. And the Tri-State Livestock News is what ranchers read.
Mike, yesterday's Antiques in Downtown Spearfish, South Dakota, they're open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday, or you can call and make an appointment. They have got so many things. You have got to give yourself time to just wander through. They have fabulous antiques. They have great people there that have quality things and lots of decorating items. They have craft items, antiques, collectibles, vintage treasures. You just have to give yourself time to find your treasure in amongst yesterday's antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota.
I thought maybe I would share a little something here from Rod Nichols, who's a frequent contributor to the Good Stuff program, but it's about a tribute to Yvonne Hollenbeck. And, of course, Yvonne also, we have some of her things on here, and Jim has used those over the years. So
yeah.
It's called Prairie Rose, a tribute to Yvonne Hollenbeck by Rod Nichols. She's the prairie's own companion, a compadre to us all. Her words are all of the land she loves and the memories she recalls. Like a morning bud unfolding to reveal a prairie rose, there is truth within her beauty that a cowboy comes to know. She's a poet of the heartland who speaks both proud and clear of the settlers and the women and the lives of pioneers. In a world of oft lost in darkness, she provides a needed light, a rising star to guide us home with the verses that she writes. She's a smile, a laugh, a teardrop. There's a wonder in her pen. The good Lord surely blessed us all when she made Yvonne our friend. So Yvonne Hollenbeck, a tribute to you on The Good Stuff today from Rod Nichols. Kim, what do you have to share today on The Good Stuff?
I'm going to inform everybody or remind people about their vitamin F. Let's check it out. See
vitamin,
where their rate is.
Vitamin what?
Vitamin F.
Oh, okay.
Yep. A friend shared this with me, and I'm going to turn around and share it with you. Why do I have a variety of friends who are all different in character? Some of them might be considered marginal even. How do I get on with them all? I think that each one helps to bring out a different part of me. With one, I am polite. I joke with another friend. I sit down and talk about serious matters with one of them. With another, I giggle at every single thing. I have my wine with one and I dance with another. I listen to one friend's problems and give them advice. Then I listen to another advising me. They all are like pieces of a puzzle. When completed, they form a treasure box, a treasure of friends. They are my friends who often understand me better than myself, who support me through good days and bad. They are like colorful antidepressants that I take on different days. Real age doctors tell us that friends are good for our health. Research shows that people in strong social circles have less risk of depression and terminal strokes. If you take vitamin F constantly, you can seem 20 years younger than your actual age. The warmth of friendship can help stop stress and tense moments. It decreases the chance of a cardiac arrest or a stroke, some researchers even say. So I'm happy to say I have a good stock of vitamin F, and I'm challenging you to evaluate your stock of vitamin F.
So vitamin F, as in friends.
That's right. Larry Lindstrom shared that. That was a while ago. Shared it with Jim.
I get it now. So our rough and tumble cowboys advice about getting into trouble. I shared a few of these on a previous program. The quickest way to double your money is to fold it over and put it back in your pocket.
Oh, wise words.
The only good reason to ride a bull is to meet a nurse.
Oh. That is really funny.
When you're throwing your weight around, be ready to have it thrown around by someone else. And we all get pieces of crazy in us, but some get bigger pieces than others. Those are some words of advice about getting into trouble from cowboys that were shared to us that I'd found lingering around out there the other day and thought maybe we'd share some of those here on The Good Stuff. If you have items to share, we'd certainly appreciate hearing from you. And it's pretty simple. All you have to do is send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. That's Kim, middle initial H as in Hill, burge@gmail.com. And that's the good stuff.